Nordstrom's stock jumped nearly 20% yesterday on news that the high-end retailer may go private. The Nordstrom family is now considering acquiring all of the company, and it comes amid a lot of turmoil in the retail sector. According to the think tank Fung Global Retail and Technology, more than 3,000 store closures have been announced this year. That's more than double the same period last year. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with Nordstrom. What's the goal here with going private?
Well, they really think that by being private and not being sort of beholden to quarterly earnings reports, that they can actually do what they need to do to take this century-old brand, revamp it for the next 50 or 100 years. Nordstrom's, unlike a lot of other retailers, has invested a lot in like digital services, customer service, the place where a lot of other retailers cut back. So it's not in bad shape, but the family buying it back again would sort of let them continue without trying to, you know, keep their earnings up every quarter.
But does it always work out well when companies go private?
Yes and no. It happens a lot in retail. And so there are a lot of private equity companies that have taken over retailers. They've made money. Michael Dell, Dell Computer, big example, right? That company went IPO. Then he actually raised a bunch of money, bought it back again, took it private. And so there is a lot of faith that sometimes families and founders who really have like a legacy to uphold can turn a company around.
Well, J. Crew is one of the retailers that tried this. It was bought out by private equity firms in 2011. But that company is still facing troubles. And we learned this week that the CEO, Mickey Drexler, will step down. What's going on at J. Crew?
Yeah. So 10 straight quarters of declining sales. The company has $2 billion of debt. There's some rumors of bankruptcy being declared. So that's the kind of trouble that the company is in. And the funny thing is, this was a private company that went public, then tried to actually go then
private.
Was bought out, but yeah, then was private again. So it worked out once great. They tried to do it a second time, didn't find takers, and now find themselves in kind of a tricky situation.
We also learned this week that Hudson's Bay, which is the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue and Lord & Taylor, will cut about 2,000 jobs in North America. Is this just part of the broader kind of trouble in retail, facing competition from online, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's 4% of the U.S. and Canadian workforce. Sales are down. Revenue is down. This is like the digital world, right? Amazon is getting bigger, taking more and more of these sales, and retailers are trying to figure out how to stay in the game long term.
The Labor Department recently released some stats comparing the job losses in retail to manufacturing and coal mines. What did they find?
Yeah, so retail jobs have gone down further in the last 15 years. Of course, you're starting from a much bigger number. So, but that does put it in perspective. It's something you don't think about. But there is a report from Credit Suisse that forecasts a bunch of malls across the U.S. closing over the next 10 or 15 years. So retail is changing slowly but surely.
And if you drive down a highway now, just about anywhere in America, you can already see a lot of these big box stores just totally empty because of what's happened there. And as you say, now malls might be going the same way. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, thank you.
Sure thing.